I want to drink your pussy juice. I want to take a bath in the juices
See,
that you excrete.
Now I wouldn't want that from anybody. I don't care if you look like that. You're back down to a two. Yeah. We are going to start off today with a little mini game. And we are also going to talk about ourselves.
We're supposed to be on vacation right now. This is our vacation. And we came back to bless you.
And then from there, we're actually not going to do a full out game today because...
Yeah, the full out game is the mini game.
It's a mini game.
You dumb fucking whores. You'll take what we give you and you'll like it.
Wrecked people, wreck people.
Say it again.
Put that in the fucking book. Wrecked people,
wrecked people.
Hello, surprise, bitch. We back.
Surprise, bitch. Hi, guys.
Bet you weren't seeing this. What is that thing that they say in Scream Queens? No, was it Scream Queens or was it American Horror Story? Whatever her name is, it's not Lindsay Lohan. It's the other girl.
Emma something. Her aunt is famous. Her aunt, Roberts.
Thompson?
What?
Oh, you're right.
Wait, are you thinking of the younger woman or
the girl? Like the girl that's our age.
Didn't Emma Thompson die? Who was the one who died in the ski accident?
Did she die?
I don't know. There is a woman who died, and no, I think I'm thinking that's it.
If that Emma died, the entire gay community would have also died with her. So I don't think she's dead.
Through an assortment of different white blonde women, and for the life of me,
it's true. But whatever, whichever that one was, she said some shit like "surprise, bitch, I'm back," and that's us right now. Surprise, bitches, we're back.
What's that?
And to all of our new and returning players, welcome to Get Fucking Wrecked. This is the game show podcast where we make our lives worse so yours can get better. I'm Eric.
I'm Coco. And every week we play a different game with four hilarious contestants to answer some of you guys' most ridiculous questions. We are going to start off today with a little mini game. And we are also going to talk about ourselves. And then from there, we're actually not going to do a full out game today because...
Yeah. The full out game is the mini game.
It's the mini game.
You dumb fucking whores. You'll take what we give you and you'll like it.
We're not supposed to be here.
We're supposed to be on vacation right now. This is our vacation. And we came back to bless you.
To bless
with
you.
With our presence.
But tune the fuck in. We'll be back again for season three. Yeah, we're going to have even more crazy, wild,
more
delicious,
chaos.
Fun, chaotic games coming your way.
We'll have guests eventually, but For today, for this little bonus ep, you just get us, and you're gonna fucking love it. You're gonna fucking love it. Coco, what have you been... Yeah, again, we're mid-hiatus right now, so it's been months since we've done an episode of the show. What have you been up to, Coco?
I've been working. I've been working on a TV show. You guys should watch it, even if it's past due. It's called Alaska Daily on ABC.
Yes, bitch.
And it's amazing. It's amazing. I film in Vancouver. For anybody who's never been to Vancouver, Vancouver to me feels like if you put the Midwest on the water. That's what I keep saying to everyone, like the water of the West Coast.
Yeah.
And it's just such a beautiful city. Everybody there is so kind and loving and warm. It's such a good team of people. And it's the first time I've ever been working on a TV show this consistently. But I really like that. As much as I'm obviously there for the work, the part that I've honestly been enjoying the most is the people that I'm working with. Like, it's very soul-filling. I miss my people, you know?
I miss my
team. Which they also, all of them, have given me at some point shit for being like, why haven't I been invited on the show?
So, it's like, because I'm here, bitch.
What time?
So
that'll be fun. We'll have some fun, exciting guests from the show coming on. So watch them.
Watch us
on the show, Alaska Daily, ABC. You can also watch it on Hulu. And what have you been doing?
Hell fucking yeah. I've been working.
Yay!
I've been working, bitch. I am doing a show right now called Invincible at the Wall Sandberg Center for the Arts in Beverly Hills. It is a brand new pre-Broadway musical from the incredible brain of brains, because there's a lot of brains involved, from the incredible brains of Bradley Bredwig, who created The Fosters and Good Trouble, which I also had the incredible joy of being on for the first season.
That's the writer
of that
right?
show. And then he's the creator and the writer. Yeah, he created the show and is the and wrote a lot of the episodes, but he created Good Trouble and created The Fosters, and he wrote the book for Invincible. And then the music is from the insane, incredible, also brand new as of yesterday, newly inducted to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame with Dolly Parton, incredible brains of Pat Benatar and Neil Gerardo, which they created songs that if I said their names to your parents, you guys would freak, your parents would freak out. But love is a battlefield. We're strong, heart to heart, we stand. And heartbreaker, that shit. It is the most badass show I think I've ever done in my entire life. Oh, it's also choreographed. This is a bigger name that most people our age would know. It's choreographed by the absolutely fucking phenomenal Galen Hooks, who is an AMA, American Music Awards winning choreographer. She's choreographed for Carrie Hilson. She's choreographed for Usher. And she's just the most insane, incredible like choreographer in the world, and instructed by Tiffany Nicole Green, and she is the resident director for Hamilton. And it is just the best. It's just so much fun. I'm having the time of my fucking life, and I can't believe that I get to do this, and I'm excited for the life that the show's gonna have even beyond this current production. And the people are so incredible, and they also all want to be on the show. So there's a lot of people that you will be seeing from. And oh, also check us out. This show probably, this actually, yeah, actually by the time this episode comes out, it'll be by the time, check us out in James Corden on November 15th.
I'm so
we'll be
excited.
Musical guests. So this isn't a spoiler, because none of you guys will know about this until by the time it has already been announced. But yeah, heck yeah.
And you can YouTube
it. We're doing shit. Yeah, and you can find it on YouTube. Everything that James Corden does is on YouTube as well.
I just want to give a little shout out to my best friend, Eric, who his entire career has told me that he's not a dancer first. And every audition he's ever gotten, he's like, and I had to dance my ass off, and then I got the part. And I'm like, literally, shut the fuck up.
Literally, it's not, I never assume. And the thing is, being on this project has been the most humbling experience of my entire fucking life. Because when I tell you, the dancers, people that were hired as dancers on this show do things that I don't actually believe.
Yes.
I think they're gaslighting me. I think that I'm looking at a hologram that was computer generated. The way these bitches' brains work, it is like a fucking machine. It is like a machine. I don't get it.
I don't fucking get it.
I am sick to my guns as being an actor first and a singer second and a dancer at a distant like third 75. In comparison to all these people. We are dancing our asses off on this show, so I'm very proud of what we've been pulling off and what we are going to pull off and the way that the show is coming together, and I just can't wait for people to see it. But I will never, ever, ever consider myself a dancer in comparison to these people. They are just unbelievable, the things they are doing on this show. But yeah, that's what we've been fucking up to.
Yay!
You little slut. That's why we've been gone. We wish we wouldn't have been gone for so long.
You dirty, nasty.
Out here, you dirty skanks. We've been out here making a living so that we can keep giving you guys this juicy content.
Whew, I thought you were going to say a different word when you said juicy
This juicy cunt. So we can give you this juicy
cunt.
Tasty cunt.
Well, in the meantime of giving us this juicy cunt, we have some mini games, as we said. And Eric, I want to know what you have. I want to know what your games are.
Okay, so we're doing like an extended version of our mini games, or like medium games this week, where we have like more of them than we usually do. So my mini game that I'm surprising Courtney with today, we're throwing it back a little bit. This is blank is a blank, but they blank.
Oh,
so for instance,
okay.
What's his face? It is a 10, but he blankety blankety blank. And what is he now? So that's what mine are. Okay. And in classic Eric fashion, I'm a psychopath.
It's so literally I will always a one or a ten. Here. I won't be giving any middle numbers.
I'm telling you right now, I made them hard this time. Okay. So that there's a possibility that you might have to give some middle
you
numbers.
Make them there's so not gonna hard, be any like they circle back. They just circle back.
One or a ten. I want
you're
you
like,
to
he's
think.
A 10, but he murdered your mom. And I'm like, what?
But your mom was a serial killer. and deserved
but
to die.
Back. So now he's a 10. How. Now he's a 10. See?
But wait, before I start mine, what mini game do you have for me?
We're playing my all-time favorite anxiety-inducing game. It's the game that I play with myself every second of the day. So I thought, why not share that? It's called Would You Rather? It's the game of the if. I don't know about you guys, but I function in the what if. So that's that.
Gross.
Scary.
Okay, I'm ready for it. Okay, but we're going to go two by two. So I'm going to start off with my first two recorded, and she's going to give me her first two, and then I'm going to hit her back with another two, and she's going to slap me across the genitals with her last two. Okay, so my first one. Courtney, mm-hmm. Coco. He's a 10. Mm-hmm. He's a 10. Genuinely, emotionally perfect, physically stunning. Like, think about what a 10 means, Courtney. There's no exaggeration here.
I can see exactly what this person looks like in my head.
And there's no one on the planet Earth that could, like, you cannot think of someone that'd be hotter than this.
Yeah.
But he looks just like a mixture of your dad and your brothers. Like, you actually can't look at this perfect for you man. Without thinking about your literal family members. That's why you're in bed.
This is what I'm talking about. This is what I'm talking about. Eric, if I was thinking about somebody who looked like a perfect combination of my dad and my brother, that person would just look like me if they were a girl. Like,
so no! Like,
that person, I guess.
But it's a boy! But it's a guy. But it is a boy.
Brother.
Yeah, but are you attracted to your fucking brothers?
No, but I think I look attractive and look like my brothers. So it's
okay.
A person
no,
zero.
Bitch. You can't turn this back to you. This has nothing to do with you, Courtney. It's a boy. Wait, are we talking about girl versions of the boys?
It's a zero.
Talking about you.
There's no way I can imagine me thinking somebody looks like a perfect 10. And the only way that I can describe this man is that he looks like my dad and my brother. Because he doesn't look perfect to me.
He is a perfect 10. He is perfect for you. But you have to...
That means I have daddy issues.
It's like, he's perfect for you, but not perfect for you. No, this man is perfect for you. That means, in literal terms, you look at him and you're like, wow.
Zero.
Even though with these other things,
no.
He is perfect for me.
Zero.
Courtney,
zero.
The
zero.
New rule for this game is that zero is not an option. The new
one.
Rule for this game, honestly, is that one or zero are not options.
Eric.
This person has to be something because he's perfect for you. Is just taking some off or putting some
There's
on.
There's no way. But what am I going to do? Every single time I see my dad or my brother, I want to fuck them. Because I've gotten so used
that's,
to being brothers.
That's
brothers.
The game, Courtney.
I would break up
that's
with him.
The game.
I would break up with him. I would break up with him. He's a 2. He's a 2. It's gone. He's out. I've cut him out. I have cut out beautiful men in my life who are fucking psycho. Okay, I'm cutting this man out. He's gone. He's a 2. I can only say negative things about him. Glass half empty. He's gone.
Fine. God damn it.
It's psychotic.
Okay. Whatever.
Oh my god.
Okay.
Ah!
Divide. We're locking it in. It's 2. God damn it. Okay. The next one. Okay.
Oh god. Jesus.
He's a 5. He's a 5. Oh. He's a 5. Think about that.
Okay. Wait. Let me picture 5 for a second.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I have a 5.
He's a 5. But he's got a praise kink. Meaning, he gets off on praising you, worshiping you, making you feel like a queen. But, second but in this one, he can't stop. So he does it in public, around your friends, your family. And not in a normal, like, hey, beautiful kind of way, but in a clearly kind of, I get off on this kind of way. Everywhere, all the time.
I need another.
He's a 5. He does make you feel very good about yourself, but he won't stop it.
Okay, so here's the issue. When I think of, I'm just going to say it. I'm going to say what people are too afraid to say. if a hot guy hits on me, I don't have many boundaries of when it is and isn't, is or isn't allowed. If they're hot, I'll take it anywhere. If I think a guy is unattractive, maybe not to other people, but to me, it doesn't matter where we are, how you do it, I will feel uncomfortable. Like, I immediately, like, my entire body shuts
really?
Down. Yeah, I don't know why, because I think it's, I mean, honestly, it's probably just like a previous trauma experience thing, but I immediately think that I'm in danger. Like, this person won't leave me alone if I find them unattractive. But if I find them attractive, then it boosts my ego.
I see.
So a five is really interesting because I got to find the balance of it. So the next thing is, how
you are dating them.
Okay, so do I, is this person really
you
charming?
Are dating
because
them.
I think
yeah.
there's a huge difference between somebody's just like, you're so beautiful, I can't
you're
stop
interested.
Looking you at you, or is this the kind of person who, like, in the middle of you talking,
yeah, this is consensual.
Just like, I just want to see what you look like in a skirt. Like, if you were
this,
in a skirt right now,
you're
in,
you're, this is consensual.
You.
You're fully in a
okay,
relationship.
He's a nine.
You can end the relationship after this. You, like, the end number could mean that you're going to have to break up with him, but this is consensual. You're in a relationship. You've introduced him to your friends and your family.
Okay, he's a nine.
At this point.
He's a nine.
Really?
A nine.
A nine?
He can look
it's a
me,
kink, though.
He can look at me in front of my dad and say, I want to see what you look like in a skirt. He's still a nine.
Not a skirt, bitch. Not a skirt. He's saying, I want to drink your pussy juice. I want to take a bath in the juices
see,
that you
excrete.
See, now
I wouldn't want that from anybody. I don't care if you look like that. You're back down to a two.
Okay, maybe not.
That's
not that.
You, Eric, maybe you looked me much. In my eye. Said you would
wait, I'm just committing. I'm just committing to the bit, I swear. No, okay.
I'll never be
so maybe
able to
not.
Get
maybe not that far.
Oh my God.
Maybe not up to a 12. But like up to like an 8. He takes it up to at least an 8. Everywhere, all the time, in front of your friends, where he's like very clearly like getting off on the fact that he is praising you and worshiping
here's
you.
But there's a fine line.
And
for
he can't
me.
Stop.
If it's in front of my friends, I don't care if he's an 8. I don't care about y'all. Y'all have to deal with my love. Y'all have to deal with my lust. I don't care if we start making out right there in front of you. Deal with it. My family drops back down to a 2. Drops back down to a 2. So those are the answers. If he's doing it in front of friends and family, he's a 2. If it's just in front of friends, I'll give a fuck.
Yeah, it's everywhere all the time.
Okay,
it's everywhere all the time.
He's a 2.
Because he's like, he does make you feel good. I mean, I don't know. This is a hard one. It's like, I don't know. If someone was like, if they got off on praising me and they were like obsessed with me everywhere I went. Actually, yeah, you're right. If it was even in front of, I don't even talk to my parents about sex. I've never
could
talked to
imagine?
My parents about sex. If anyone brings it up around, I cannot imagine even imagining. I can't even imagine the imagination.
Or if it was covert. Like, if we're making Thanksgiving dinner and my entire family's in the kitchen, but he walks past me behind me and he's like, I need to take you out of this kitchen right now and take you upstairs. And then he walked past me.
No, your friends and family all
if they
know.
Hear it, so
that's
he's
the
a,
thing. That's,
a
that was the
it's
question.
It's a 2. It's a 2. It's a 2. Because a now two? That's creepy. You can't contain yourself. And
yeah,
I'm worried
creepy.
For you and me. It's a 2.
Yeah.
It's a 2. I'm worried for everybody's safety. It's a 2.
Yeah, he really can't control himself. He has a bullet
yeah, that's like,
problem.
That is absolutely a concern. Like, I love the idea of not being able to
it's
control
concern.
Yourself, but it's like, you can, actually can, because you're whispering.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
you
yeah. Like, hey. It's sexy when it's like, I can't control myself, but, you know, if need be, if you were, like, in a bank robbery, and you had to shut the fuck up, and he was like, I want to taste you right now.
This is
and
absolutely
got you both
not
shot.
The time. It's not the time. Yeah, all right.
Okay. Okay.
I have two
so both of yours
you.
Went down to 2s. Understood.
Okay. Mine's a lot tamer. Mine really just geared towards like my biggest fears in life. Yours are men.
Okay. Your fears are unreasonable, so.
Speaking of unreasonable,
continue.
Question number one. Would you rather not, you just wait, like right now in this moment, you can no longer speak English, but you can understand it.
Oh.
But when you try to speak, you can't speak it, you can't write it. So you don't know how to communicate to like, you couldn't communicate to me. Or you can speak it and you can write it, but you can't comprehend it when somebody speaks English back to you.
Here's the thing. What language would I be speaking? I could speak
you
if
could speak
I was
any
speaking
other
French.
Language.
Oh my God, that would just make me better than you. it would just make me better than you. If you could talk to me and I could understand you and I only responded in French, I would feel so fucking superior to you. I feel so much better than you. But if you, if
but
I,
but you couldn't understand could it, like you English. Can't go to French or you can't go to French. You can't go to French. You can't go to France.
Here's the thing.
You could speak that French would mean that, in France.
That would mean that all of my friends would have to be bilingual.
Yes. You could that only be friends with bilingual great. People.
That sounds great. But I can't imagine this absolute fucking nightmare of speaking English but not understanding anything anyone was saying. That would be an issue. I would say that would be an issue. I don't want to say anything rude or because I'm sure there's a lot of people who actually deal with that. But that would be an issue.
Oh my God,
for me.
That's true.
That would be an issue for me. I speak perfect English and then people talk back to me. I'm just like, what?
I mean, I guess it would be nice because you would be able to say, I can't explain why, but I can't understand it if you speak it back to me. But I can speak it to you.
But then what do we do from there?
I feel like you would have to be like, type into what you want to say on Google Translate and play it out loud so I can hear it.
So I could understand other languages.
Any other language that you want. Yep. And then the other version, you can speak any other language you want.
Yeah, I want the control. I want the control. I want to be able to say, I understand what you're saying, and I'm only going to speak to you in French. Because I'm a bad
That's
bitch.
That's crazy. The more we talk about it, I would definitely choose
and
the
you
other
one. You have to figure it out.
Wow. That's like...
You have to figure the fuck out.
This is like a new age-old question. It's like, are you type A or type B? You know, it's like...
Yeah, like I very much would rather be able to understand everything someone is saying to me. So they can say, why don't you understand? And I'd be like, why don't you understand fucking me? It's literally your fucking problem now.
Okay, cool.
I understand both sides of this conversation and you only understand one.
Yeah.
That is fucked up to me.
Okay, I have another question for you. Okay. I'm shaking. Here's my other one. would you rather be swallowed whole by a whale or a snake?
Whale.
Why a whale?
Whale, 100%. Because if I swallowed whole by a whale, okay, here's the hard part. I can't swim, so I'd probably be in water.
And it's dark in there. You don't know what's up. You don't know what's down.
I wouldn't be crushed. I wouldn't be crushed to death. I'd be able to move. The claustrophobia of being swallowed whole by a snake, I would be immediately digested. I would be stuck in like a plank position. I mean, also, being swallowed whole by a snake means that you've been killed already.
Really?
You aren't necessarily dead. Snakes swallow you by constricting you. They either bite you to poison you and kill you, and then they swallow you whole. Or it's a constrictor snake, and it wraps itself around you and breaks all of your bones.
No, it's like it's eating you. And then you get swallowed whole. Oh, I see. It would kill you first, and then eats you.
It has to kill
you
first.
So you would rather...
They constrict you and then make you not be able to breathe or break all your ribs. And then after you're not moving anymore, then they swallow you. So that's asking if I'd like to live or die. And I would much rather live.
But in the whale, you're still going to die. You're just going to drown.
I'm going to die eventually. But I won't get constricted. I'll probably die of like... In fact, I might not even drown inside of there. Their bellies are not filled with water. That's the other thing that's important to remember. They do not fill their entire bellies with water. They actually push all the water out of their gills. I don't know why I know all this about whales. I think I
so
must have Googled
being
it
like,
a couple years ago.
I mean, then you're probably just being squished in the intestines as it processes you.
No, you're too small. You're too small. An elephant can fit on a whale's tongue. You are just chilling in there on a flap of skin. Wait.
Oh my God, we have to move on.
It's pitch black.
Oh no, we have to stop.
It's pitch black, but you're in there just chillaxing. Maxing and relaxing, all cool.
I don't think that's true.
Waiting for some acid to... Yes, it's true. You're just waiting for acid to dissolve you. It's not going to feel good. And it definitely is hydrochloric acid down there. But you're not like getting constricted. And it is pitch black, so that also kind of sucks. But you're not getting... It would hurt a lot more to get fucking attacked and crushed to death by a snake. So I choose the whale. No thought even
Jesus
given. Choose the whale.
100%. Josephine. Okay, great. Your turn. It was awful.
Okay, so my last two questions, technically. Okay, so we're back to the... He's a blank, but he's got a little blank. The blank is a blank. And what's he now, blank? Okay, so...
What is he now, blank?
He's a nine. Mm-hmm. He's a nine.
Okay.
Think about it. But he slept with every single one of your friends. Perfectly kind, perfectly nice. but has literally slept with every single person you are currently friends with. Not exaggerating, every human being, young, old, big, small, all genders, every person that you consider a friend. And you have the absolute unbridled and 100% genuine support from your friends to pursue this man if you want. But you'll always know he slept with every single one of them. That's all of your castmates. That's everyone you've ever known. Everyone that you still consider a friend, he slept with every single one of them.
Do I ever have to fear that he still is interested in them?
No, you're a regular relationship. It's just the knowledge.
Still a 9. Not concerned.
Still a 9?
Still a 9.
Wow! Look at you!
That would get me answer. In that situation, I mean, I definitely have not been in that situation, but I have been in the situation where somebody I'm sleeping with has slept with other people that I know. And the thing that gets me the most is the jealousy of, do they still maybe want them, or do they potentially...
Yeah.
Like, both sides. Do my friends still want that person, or does that person still want my friends? But if I if I know that it's all amicable on all sides, and he's genuine, just gassing everyone's, me up...
He's perfectly
then
nice.
I'm like, you know what? I'm hotter than all my friends. I'm more interesting than all of my friends.
He landed on me. Guess who we stayed with?
And you guys all taught him so well, but he landed on
he
me.
He tried it all out. He tried out every single person that I know. And he landed on me.
He said
no.
He turned you all down.
He said no thanks.
That, you know what? He's a 10 now. He's a 10. He saved me for last. He wanted to make sure that he was perfect for me. He's a 10. He's a 10. Give him that.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. Okay. Well, that makes sense. Okay, my last one for you. He is a 10. A 10.
A 10.
To you, but to everyone you show him to, he's an absolute 1. Maybe a 0. But to you, he's literally, literally a hard 10. As in the hottest person you've ever seen on TV, in real life, in paintings, animations. Literally the hottest you've ever imagined a human being could possibly get. But to everyone else, they lose literally all respect for you.
I hate to say it.
The moment you show him to them. They think you're insane. They laugh and ridicule you uncontrollably. They all kind of have a stroke. They think you've lost your mind. The whole world thinks you lost your mind.
He's a 6. It's a 6 because I would still find him maybe a 7. I would still find him attractive, but I feel like here's the thing. Knowing that all my friends thought he was ugly wouldn't make me think that he was ugly. It would make me, however, feel ashamed that I was dating him, which then makes him ugly. And I feel like that says a lot about my ego, which is fucked up. Like, it's not like I'm like, let me stand back for a second, because maybe he has an ugly personality. No, I'm actually just affected by what people think about me.
These last two both were ego-based. I was like, how do I just dive straight into the ego and see what's going on? The last one, you succeeded. The last one, he got pumped up.
He got pumped up.
This one, honestly, you didn't say 0 or 1, which is good. You said 7.
I made it somewhere.
Still date him.
Yeah, he was 6.
He probably would still date
him. No,
but
he's still falling in my head. Like, now he's like out of 5. You know, he's getting uglier by the second.
Like, the whole world thinks you've lost your mind. Everyone you introduce him to. They think, in fact, maybe you did have a stroke. Maybe. Yeah, have you seen that movie? I don't know who starred in this. Oh, it might have been like Jack Black or something, where he was super shallow. And then he got cursed by like a genie or something. And then every single person that he saw was gorgeous. And all of his friends were so confused. And he fell in love with this woman who I think was played by some supermodel. Like, I don't know, like Uma Thurman or something. But the actual person in real life was like a heavier set girl and had like pox and like was like not cute.
Wow,
and all of his friends were like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Now.
It was early 2000s. It was early 2000s.
Oh,
it was early 2000s. It was real, real bad.
It was
early 2000s. Yeah, it was really, really fucked up. But it was literally the plot of this question where it was like, the entire world was like, what is wrong with you? She's like, not cute. She's not like, are you crazy? But he could only see the beauty in people. Like, no matter how pretty. In fact, I think he specifically saw them for how they were on the inside. Like, the prettier they were on the inside, the more beautiful they were in his eyes. And he, like, fell in love with this girl, but the entire world completely lost respect for him.
You know what?
And,
that's real. Yeah. Whenever I see a couple that's together where I'm like, you guys, in my opinion, are not in the same league, I immediately am like, that's a healthy relationship. because either one of you is because you're hot and the other one is with the other one because they make money. And I'm like, you know what? Mm-hmm. Nothing wrong with that. You both are in it for a specific reason, and you both are aware of the reason. There are no lies, no one's hiding, no one's cheating, and no one's leaving. Because as long as you both keep up your end of the deal, you're good, or you actually just like each other for your personalities. When I see two hot people together, y'all are cheating, y'all are unhappy, you're only together for clout. You're only together for clout.
It's true. You actually are not even together to be together. You're only together to show other people that you're together, and that's it.
And then that fails.
That's truly it.
That fails.
And it fails, always.
All right.
Okay, but this one was a seven? Seven for you?
Lock me in. Six.
Okay. Wow, you stay together. Do you stay together with a six?
Do I stay together with a six?
Do you stay with a six? Literally the hottest person you've ever imagined.
Yeah, no, I would.
But he's a six now. Yeah. But he's a six now. No, so not necessarily the hottest person you can ever imagine.
I would stay with him. It would definitely just be harder. Like, on days that he pissed me off, I would start to see his ugly. Which just says again way more
about me honestly, than him. I don't think I wonder if this person would ever have, like, gone through this before. He probably would never break up with you. It's like, you're the only person in the world that's ever thought that I was attractive. Everyone else thinks that I'm disgusting.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe he'd
probably be the nicest guy to you ever.
Put, like, a poison on me or something, you know?
Yeah, it's true. It's a curse. Okay, what are yours?
Okay, here we go. This is a really simple one, and there's no reason why I'm asking. This is actually an Eric-specific question, everybody. Just fast forward. Would you rather be a cat or a dog?
I know. This is actually harder for me because...
I knew it would be.
Here's the thing. Dogs... It's hard. Dogs...
Because you would definitely rather own a dog.
I would definitely rather own a dog. I 100% would rather be, I'm a dog person. But cats are so content. Their lives are so content. They seem like the most relaxed. Me being in my 20s and being run ragged and working literally in a musical where I work 6 days a week, 8 hours a day, 6 days a week. The thought of needing to go on walks and running all the time and having energy seems exhausting. But then, like, I feel like dogs are, like, pointlessly happy all the time. But sometimes they get sad.
Mm.
Dogs do get sad and, like, whine and cry. Mm. But their range of emotions are greater. So they have higher highs and lower lows. And then cats, they don't need anyone. They're, like, so independent. You'd have a very independent life. Also, I'm pretty sure that cats are stupider than dogs and think that they are the owners of humans. I think that cats think they own humans.
I've seen that before. I also know there's a lot of misconceptions about cats. Like, there are cats that are really cuddly and there are cats that are not. And not to say that not all dogs are cuddly, but the thing about cats is that cats obviously can use the restroom, can go to the bathroom in a litter box and can drink water on their own. You can leave out food and cats will eat a lot of food, but in a different way than dogs. And they're smaller. So if you have like an automatic thing come out, usually like the cat can't necessarily knock it over. Whereas if you have a big dog, the dog will eat all the food. So cats actually are nowhere near as independent as we say they are. Like, cats should be left alone for the same range of hours as a dog. You just, in theory, can leave a cat alone and the cat won't die. Whereas, like, the dog will shit on itself and won't be able to eat. Yeah, a cat can exist. So that's why cats are so independent. And oftentimes, the reason why they're so mean to guests and stuff is because they're bitter. So, like, they do have a wider range of emotions. They're just sassier creatures. And they hold grudges.
I mean, I think I'm going to say dog. I'm going to say dog only because I just don't think dogs have some of my most bitter moments. I'm genuinely, as a human being, I'm not happy in those bitter moments. Though bitter does not mean happy. Sassy usually doesn't mean I'm happy. And I don't think that dogs have a lot of bitter, sassy moments. I don't think their emotions range in that way. I think they get very sad. Mm-hmm. Dogs get very sad. But dogs also get much happier. And I think the average emotion in there, between the average emotion of a dog and the average emotion of a cat, I would choose the average emotional life of a dog. I think that would make me a happier living creature. So I think I'm gonna go with dog on this one. Okay. I would rather have a dog and be a dog. Wow,
look at that. Surprising. Your dog.
A shock.
Your dog. All right, final one. Would you rather have to wake up if you like blacked out right now, like you got knocked over the side of the head, and when you blacked back in, God. You were on the side of a mountain free soloing, and you had to figure out your own way to get down or up. Like you're in the middle of the entire mountain. So like you can't just jump down. You literally have to try to go down or up, or you get knocked out and you wake up and you're in one of those fight rings with a tiger. And you would have to figure out your way out without getting
a tiger?
Murdered by the tiger. A tiger.
This is a good one, Courtney. Courtney, this is a good one. You went kind of crazy on this one. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Let's see. Mountain or tiger?
Mountain or tiger.
So it's free solo, as in I have no cord on me.
No, not in the slightest.
Do I have any training?
Neither. You don't have training in either. You don't have training to, like, fight. You've never even been in this cage before. You've never seen it. So you don't know what the walls look like or where the exits are.
Is there anyone watching this fight?
Yeah, there's a crowd of people and no one's watching you free solo.
Tiger. Only because I'm going to immediately die with the first step I take. Immediately I'm dead. 100%, no doubt. I'm on the side of a mountain. Maybe two steps. But most likely one step.
Yeah.
And then I'm dead. Yeah. With a tiger, I would just lay in the fetal position. I would immediately lay in the fetal position. I would look as unintimidating as possible. And maybe even dead. Tigers don't eat dead things. Especially tigers that are trained to fight things. They're trained to fight things. I would look so pointless. I would look the tiger would just lay
so
down and get
weak
bored.
And helpless.
I would look so weak and feeble and demure. That I would not be fun for people to watch. Everyone would get disinterested. They would eventually open the cage and stop the fight, at least to get the tiger out.
What if the tiger does run up on you and starts chewing your foot?
Well, at that point, I lose a foot. At that point, my foot is gone. What can I say? At least I'm not falling from the side of a mountain. Yep. Are you fucking crazy?
Yeah, no, you're
crazy.
Right. I feel like in that, like, you're probably going to die both ways. And I honestly feel like the death of getting eaten to death by a tiger is absolutely more painful than fall. Because once you hit the ground,
also,
you're dead. But
fight,
the tiger, you may still have. The free solo, I know that I'm going to die. The tiger situation, although incredibly small. You know what I mean? Like, if you have the, like, if you.
I don't even think it's incredibly
have,
small
the will
chance. I think it's like 50-50. Because, like, people aren't going to sit around and just watch a tiger eat a whole person from top to bottom.
They
aren't just going to just sit there and be like, because there's no fight happening there. They're just watching a tiger.
No, but the thing is,
dinner.
There would be a fight. Because the moment it started eating your leg, there's no way you would sit there still.
Yes, I would.
No, you couldn't.
Yes, I
no,
would.
No, you couldn't.
Yes, I would.
No, you
Courtney.
Couldn't.
I would be
You're
like.
You're lying to yourself.
The entire time I'd be thinking. I could be free solo falling. I could be free solo falling.
The moment
I'd be screaming,
that tiger is, you'd be screaming.
I would
screaming.
Be screaming, but I would not be fighting the tiger because I would not want to put any more of my limbs next to the tiger's mouth. I'm telling you right now, Courtney.
Your will to live would turn off, or would turn on.
My will to live would be to not fight
you would
the tiger.
Stick your, you
my
would
survival
stick your
instincts are better than yours, Courtney.
In its ears. In its eyes.
No, that's a terrible, terrible choice. If you did that, you would fucking die. My survival instincts are better than yours, Courtney. They're better than yours.
There's no way they are because you have decided to disillusion yourself. You think that if a tiger put its foot, its mouth around your foot, that you would just sit there and scream.
Yeah.
That
because
would be
I wouldn't
impossible.
Put more of my limbs and my face near the fucking
the
mouth.
Is, you think it's just going to stop at your foot? It's not going to stop at your foot.
Oh, honestly, hopefully people get bored of watching it eat a whole person.
It's not.
You know how long it would take to eat me, Courtney?
It would keep. hope, it would eat
honestly,
you.
Take your fucking time
your
on that
foot
fucking foot. Also,
to
I would go
your
into shock
calf,
anyway. I would pass out.
To your knee?
No, Courtney, I'd pass out.
To your thigh?
Which actually would happen.
Have you heard the video
yeah,
of that gorilla
Courtney.
That ate that human top to bottom? It's like a 3-minute long soundtrack. And then human is alive the entire time.
Why did that make me laugh so hard?
That woman didn't even pass out.
I'm just imagining.
She said, it just bit
like,
my face. It just bit my face. Screaming bloody murder.
I want you to know that me laughing right now is not because like my argument is ridiculous. It's a great, it's laughing at the fact that this, the thought of a gorilla eating a human top to bottom, one piece by one piece, the human chest.
You are everyone insane. Everyone is seeing
a video of a human being eaten top to bottom. Okay, first of all, that video does not fucking exist, Courtney.
I don't it does. You say it right it's now. It's a famous video.
I mean to saying.
I will send it to
a
you.
A 3-minute video of a gorilla being eating a person from top to bottom.
Because
it
might have been a video of a gorilla mauling a lady's face. She called 911 because she invited a friend over because she kept a gorilla in her home because she's crazy. And then that gorilla ate her friend who came by, and people have been telling this woman that she needed to put this gorilla in captivity because it was going crazy, but she refused to do it and then ate her friend. Now she's in jail.
Gorillas don't even eat. Gorillas aren't even carnivores like that. They're literally omnivores, and they mostly eat bamboo and leaves. They do not eat
she was
people.
Attacking.
They don't even eat animals top
woman.
To bottom.
Attacking
but they
this
don't.
Woman.
They, okay, attack is a thing.
Biting.
Eating
biting
from
her
top
face. Yeah, biting,
to bottom.
Biting from top to bottom. Attacking.
No. You said eating from top to bottom. I understand getting mauled.
Mauled.
I understand
attacked.
Getting fucking mauled by a gorilla. But eating.
Not eating to digest.
Literally,
with a fork and a knife. No, not eating to digest. Eating, like just taking bites out of the face, bites out of the arm,
mauling
bites out of
sense.
The leg, bites out of the stomach, bites out of her titty, takes off a finger, takes off the other finger, takes off the toe. Gone.
Yeah, I can understand getting fucking mauled by a gorilla. That makes fucking sense. I mean, here's the thing. Once again, if I was in a tiger fucking pen, I would absolutely allow myself to get mauled. I would. I would also allow myself to pass out. I would go into shock because that's what human beings
Hopefully.
Do when they're being mauled by
you
things.
You have to hope.
They go into shock.
You have to hope. You have to hope.
Courtney,
you have to hope.
Whatever.
I also was just listening to this other podcast. Oh my God. It's called, shout out to this podcast. I really want to be on it. Put us on it. I'll say it next time that we're on. It's a podcast that does the reverse of it. Takes crazy stories of people who almost die but they survive. So it's called like How I Survived or something. We'll put it in the bio. I'll look it up. But there's this one story. We'll put the link in this episode. This woman, I won't say how it ends, although you know because I now said she survives. A bear comes up, she's digging a hole. She lives in the middle of nowhere by herself in her little cabin with her dogs. She's digging a hole in the ground. I don't remember why, but the hole is really deep. So she's able to stand within the hole and her head is like not peeking over the thing. And she said, for whatever reason, she just got this feeling of just like something is watching me. And she turned around. This is different because it's a bear, but she turned around and there is a bear behind her, and the bear just takes a bite out of her face. And she's laying there, and she says she remembers hearing the sounds of the bear eating and consuming her jaw. And she remembers the feeling of the bear's tooth being in her eyeball. And then she remembered, I think from what it was, if like either I thought this to myself or she said it, but it was just like, for whatever reason, I didn't pass out. I felt the entire thing. So the way she got out of it is somehow she ended up, the way she hit the bear backed up. She was able to get out. The bear started attacking her two dogs because her two dogs, God bless the dogs, came to save her. And she had to walk like miles down from her house with half of her face just gone, get in her car and drove herself to the hospital. Crazy. But listen to the rest of the podcast.
I still picked the fucking tiger pen. I'm gonna pass out. I don't know what the fuck to tell you. While he's chewing on my fucking foot, I'm gonna be banging my head up against the fucking tiger.
Trying to knock myself out. I'm strangling myself. Pass out. Pass out. Please.
But get autoerotic asphyxiation, like wrapping my fucking collar around my neck. Like, I'm gonna pass out. I don't know what the fuck to say about that girl with the bear.
No, that
like, she honestly,
wrestling.
Bless her heart. But me personally, bitch, I'm passing
right
out.
And knock yourself the fuck out. Knock out.
Me fucking personally, I'm gonna pass out. So. Guys, this was a very fun episode. We had a great time. We're super pumped.
I need to go take a bath.
To be back
now.
For season 3. Yeah, I'm gonna go take a fucking nap. This is my one fucking day off. And we're excited to see you guys when we come back. It's gonna be a year of fun. 2023, baby. 2023.
Also, if this is your first episode, I wish I could tell you that it's more tame than this, but this is tame.
Not.
when you have four other individuals screaming in the midst of the most intense competition of their lives, the stakes couldn't be higher. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Wait until you come back next episode and there are literally four times, or what is it? There's six. There's two of us now. There's usually three times.
Yep.
As many psychopaths saying equal amounts of fucking garbage. It's going to be crazy. Yay. And we can't fucking wait for it. Follow us. Subscribe. Follow. So you can get notifications when we come back. You can follow us on Instagram at Get Wrecked Podcast.
Yay.
You can follow us on Twitter at Get Wrecked Cast. You can follow me on Instagram at Eric M. Myrick.
And you can follow me at Courtney Bell. Courtney spelled with a K and Bell with four L's. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you guys for tuning in. We love you all. We miss the show. We're excited to see you bitches again.
Let's go, season three. Yay. Let's go. Peace out, bitches.
Bye, friends.
Bye. Yeah.
Star Bands Audio, a podcast, a podcast network.